From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The special legislative session has ended with a whimper, more than a week after the state Senate called it quits. The House opted to run the clock out on the session in the hopes the Senate would address concerns on a crime bill that both chambers passed and take up taxes. Neither happened before the session hit its 30-day limit today. This morning, Alaska Governor Bill Walker's administration released an agreement signed in China to develop a natural gas pipeline. Walker signed the five-party joint development agreement along with the state's Gasline Corporation. The other parties are three Chinese government-owned entities that could act as customers, investors, and partial owners of the project. According to the agreement, the parties agree to work together to develop a framework to advance Alaska's LNG project. The framework includes the opportunity for China to take 75% of the liquefied natural gas produced by the project in exchange for financing and investment. The agreement calls for the group to make a final decision to partner on the project by the end of 2018. In its current form, the project is estimated to cost $43 billion to build and could temporarily add 12,000 jobs to Alaska's economy. More food trucks, retail, parking, and an expanded USS Juneau Memorial are in the works for Juneau's downtown waterfront. Last week, the city released a design plan to develop the area from Marine Park to Taku Smokeries. Gary Gillette, port engineer for Juneau Docks and Harbors, says the aim is to create a space for both visitors and locals.
Our waterfront that we've been building up with the new cruise berths and stuff has been primarily focused towards serving the cruise industry. But we really hope that something will spark locals to get it encouraged to come to the area in the off season, which in turn would spark some of those business owners to stay open in the winter.
Docks and Harbors is looking for community feedback on the design plan. You can see the plan on the Docks and Harbors website and contact Gary Gillette if you have any feedback. Docks and Harbors Board is scheduled to vote on the design plan November 30th at City Hall. At the Walter Soboloff Building on Thursday, culture bearer Dajini Cruz started off a visit from Juneau second graders by reviewing concepts they learned in class.
In our Tlingit culture, we have what we call moieties. Go like this, say moiety.
Moiety.
Moiety means half, okay? So we have two moieties. We have the eagles and we have the
ravens.
Very good.
For the third year in a row, more than 300 Juneau second graders visited the building's clan house and exhibit for a cultural excursion. Field trip is part of Any Given Child Juneau, an initiative to expand arts education locally and backed by the John F. Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. The program's goal is to provide equitable access to the arts and cultural opportunities for all Juneau students. It's 25 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport.